You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stevie Weeby here.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thanks for checking out the audio format of this show. You're about to listen to the Julia Chow Part 2 episode. It was good seeing her back on the podcast. My favorite part of the episode was when she was talking about her working with Just Kidding News and her moving over to Just Kidding Party. And I also enjoyed talking about Walnut, a city near West Covina. So thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the podcast. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome back producer Julia Chow, Part 2.
Ooh, thanks for having me again.
Thanks for coming. It's been a while.
I like that intro.
I made it up.
Yeah, it's pretty soothing.
I usually play the same types of the same chords and everything. Mm-hmm. I do it every show. You don't remember me coming out of the bathroom?
I don't remember you coming out of the bathroom, but I remember you playing something. That's what I remember. But not the bathroom. I didn't know the bathroom was right there.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I didn't.
Oh, because you never used it.
No, I never used it.
It's been a while.
It has.
Over a year.
Yeah, my hair's longer. And
yeah, it looks good.
Now.
I like the color.
Thank you.
I want to talk to you later about how to make how do you get that color?
I don't know. My hairstylist does an amazing job.
You have to bleach it first, right?
Yes, I have to bleach the entire head.
So you get, is that some kind of like a plier you put on, like peroxide, and then you have to like put the coloring after that, right?
I'm not quite sure. All I just know, I have to bleach it.
It burns, though.
No, actually,
I thought it burnt.
I mean, I don't know what they use, but it's some magical bleach that doesn't really burn.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that my scalp kind of felt a little numb afterwards, but mm-hmm. they said that it was normal. It's just because you're bleaching everything. You're kind of killing yourself.
Is it? You are.
Yeah.
Is it fun to color? I mean, it is fun, huh?
Yeah. You get a new sensation with a different color. Yeah.
Is it a summer thing, or is it a seasonal thing, or what's going on with
I've had it in the winter. I've had it since December.
That is a winter color.
It is a winter color, yeah. But it's actually a lot more Well, it's a bit more washed out right now, but it was a bit more vibrant than it was before.
No, I like
before.
It. I like it.
Thank you.
It's cool.
Thank you. I feel like a complete person. Like, it matches my IG handle. So it's like X Blue Apple, some like blue.
Yeah. Oh, I forget. Yeah, that's your handle.
Yeah.
Tell the camera again.
Yeah, so my handle is X Blue Apples, and I know a lot of people are just saying that I should just change it to my actual name, but you know what? I'm going to stick to it because I feel like a lot of people... On the internet, we usually start off with screen names, like names that like we just didn't want people to know what our actual names are.
Yeah.
Right. And like, it's fine. Like, I know that everybody knows what my name is, but I'm just like, I want to stick to it. And I want to keep it. I'm going to stay with it because I know a lot of people change their names and I'm not going to knock them for it.
Yeah.
But for me personally,
you're keeping it.
I'm keeping it. And it's something dumb from high school, really. Like,
Are you from Walnut?
Yeah.
My girlfriend, you know, my girl is from Walnut.
Yeah, so you guys are still together.
3 years.
Damn.
Give me a shake on that.
Wow, that was congratulations.
And you're going on two.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I love Walnut. Shout out to Walnut. I love Walnut. It's a peaceful Asian community.
Yep.
What do you say? It's 90% Asian.
At the time that I went to school, yes. Yeah. I think still there's a good amount. Like, I would say maybe at least 80% is still Asian. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like there's other families that are moving in now.
Yeah.
What I've heard is that the kids in school is different, too.
What do you mean by that?
Like, 50% of them are Asian. So they don't populate majority of,
lot.
All the students there. Yeah.
So what was your rival, Nogales?
Our rival was Diamond Bar.
Oh, Diamond Bar High. Yeah. Do you go to the Pyology back? There's a Pyology.
Yeah, I do.
And then there's what else? A lot of good boba places as well.
Yeah, around the area, but majority of them are in Roland Heights.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you been to Half and Half?
Yes.
I love Half and Half.
What's your favorite drink?
Explain. I like the one. Okay, it's like half like white and half. It's like pudding.
Yeah.
There's pudding in it.
Oh,
so, dude,
I know
this
what
place,
you like.
Craig, there's like... pudding, it's like half like cream stuff, but then half like coffee-based stuff. And then there's pudding at the bottom.
Yeah.
So delicious.
It depends. So like what Half and Half is known for is their honey boba, but also their one of their favorite like top-rated drinks is the ice milk, which contains no tea, but it's just basically milk blended with ice and condensed milk. God. And it's served with either boba, pudding, glass jelly, caramel, brown sugar, all sorts of things.
Yeah.
So maybe you have a coffee one. I'm not sure what you got.
Yeah, I had a coffee one.
Okay, yeah.
But I loved it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was really ignorant as far as boba. I thought boba time was like the only type of boba ever.
Oh, no.
And then,
but
once I started dating Nailani,
she
was like, babe, no. Like, and then she took me to the real.
How cute.
She took, there's one called Tenrins. And she kept pushing that on me. She was like, babe, it's the best. But I kept ordering the wrong. I ordered the fruity, real sweet fruity ones.
Okay. Yeah.
And I guess I ordered the wrong one.
I mean, are you more into fruit teas or milk teas?
I like milk.
Oh, you like milk. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Like Thai tea, chai tea.
Yeah.
I like all that stuff.
Mm.
Yeah. But so how did... Okay, did we talk about Walnut last time?
I think maybe
I forgot
briefly.
What we talked about last time.
Yeah, I don't
time.
Remember what.
But something happened with Jacob. Someone from the... I just heard this through the grapevine. Like, did you... So what happened? Are you still with JK News?
Okay, so for JK News...
Yeah, I need an update.
Yeah, so for... So here's the update, all right? So for JK News... I decided to step out of it because I think you probably like not to really click away from your podcast, but I did explain it briefly on David's. But
no, but it's okay.
Because
people who look at David's may not be like on mine.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
because he has his own. He's got a huge fan base.
Yeah.
My fans are particular as well.
I see.
So
okay.
Continue. Like, pretend like you never brought it up.
Yeah.
This is the first time.
I'll pretend. Yeah. So basically, I was getting a lot of anxiety that was coming from that channel, but I think a lot of the anxiety built up to the fact that being a host for JK News wasn't exactly what I wanted to do. It was initially a position that they needed someone to fill in for the meantime, and I was like, sure, like I'll definitely do it. But I think a lot of the anxiety started coming from when I just felt like I wasn't doing very well. And especially like there are people who were just telling me like, oh, like the comments, they're just like literally hating on me. And I was like, oh man, I don't think I can really handle this like emotionally. Right.
Oh, no. Wait, on YouTube?
Yeah, on YouTube. But I mean, that's like a smaller part of it. The bigger part of it was just the workload itself, and then the anxiety of just reporting it well was the main factor. So like the hate comments were just like super small. I mean, I'm not gonna deny that they didn't have a part of it, but like they had like a small part of it with it. And like if I allowed my emotions to come out, I would probably cry just thinking about those times. But it's okay, because I think I'm super thankful to Bart and Joe.
Shout out to Bart.
Yeah.
Quan, Joe.
And everybody in the JK family.
Oh, Gio.
Yeah, Gio's there. Tiffany. Tiff's there. Casey, Jess. Mm-hmm. Like, they were all very supportive of my decision.
I always looked up to you. You did great.
Thanks.
Dude, I'd see you come in the morning like with a bunch of drinks.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, I don't, like, I think you're too, can I just be honest? Mm. I feel like you're maybe being too hard on yourself.
Probably. I mean, I think everybody has their own standards, and I think you're like your own biggest critique.
Yeah, yeah.
Or critic, sorry. Critic.
Yeah, critic.
Not critique,
yeah.
My bad. But personally, for me, I just felt like it was the end of my journey on JK News. And I just told him, and a big chunk of why I didn't want to be on, or like don't want to be on news as often, is just that, I don't feel like I had a lot of life experience as everybody else. So I just felt like my stories were just very limited. And then even so, like trying to give advice, like there wasn't really much I was really exposed to. And I'm actually, like, I don't regret not having a lot of experiences, just because I felt like I was raised in a nice area and I had a very loving family. And not to say that people in JK don't have loving families, but like, I just feel like I didn't feel the need to expose myself to like a lot of things. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, now, was this weighing on you for a while? Did it like build up, or did you realize it the last couple months, or was this, how long was this going on for?
I think it was slowly building up, but I didn't really realize it, because I think for me, it's like I wanted to do well on my job, and mm-hmm. I wanted to do it in the best way that I can. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. when it started becoming out of my control, or when I felt like it was starting to come out of my control, that out of control, oh my God, I don't even know how to speak. Then that's when I felt like a lot of anxiety just kicked in on it, because I was like, man. Oh my God. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I was like, I'm not very interesting, and I don't feel like there's a lot that I can say in this. Like, so
yeah,
I think that kind of like built up, and then that's when I decided to have like a talk with Bart and Joe, and I told them that like maybe like, you know, like I wanted to step back and away from JK News, and that if they have guests, like they can feel free to just put their guests in and not have me on, just because again a big part of it was me not feeling like I have a lot of life experience. It's just because when you watch JK News, you watch people that are super opinionated and have like experienced a shit ton of things.
Yeah You know what, every I love doing it. I haven't done it in a while, but every time I went, like I felt like, because those guys are so naturally,
they're
like
crazy.
They're like quick draw. Mm-hmm. Like, so like, like, and they do it naturally.
Yeah.
So, like, I sometimes when I was there, I felt like my mind was spinning. Like, okay, you gotta say something now. Okay, wait till Bart says that. Then they say this now. And then the demand was high also.
Yeah.
Like, dude, they start, like, early in the morning.
Yeah.
I did the later shift going there. Mm-hmm. But what time did they usually start? 7 in the morning or something crazy?
Like that? It depends on what time of JK News you went on, but currently now everybody starts, I believe, at either 9 or 10, and then they wrap
That's
up around
crazy.
7.
They're like, they're doing it.
I mean, it's insane. I mean, I fucking had a lot of fun on JK News, and I think like the beginning stages were the ones where that was most memorable to me, because I just remember going in as a fan and just experiencing everything. I was like, wow, this is so cool. Like, wow, I'm even a part of it. It's like, whoa, I'm like on this chair. Like, oh my God, these are the tables.
Yeah,
like, I was
like
legit freaking out, but it was just so much fun. And I think when I saw everybody laugh, like I was just legit enjoying my time there.
It's just a laid back environment.
It was.
How you doing there, folks? My name is Lil Ray. I just teleported here from a purgatory planet with my robot named Beep, all right? You might be asking yourselves where the hell I sleep at night on that goddamn desolate planet. I'll tell you right now. I sleep on a comfortable purple mattress, all right? Purple mattress uses brand new materials that was developed by an actual goddamn rocket scientist, all right? Right now, you get a 100-night risk-free trial. If you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund, backed up by a 10-year warranty, free shipping and returns. You're going to love Purple Mattress, folks. You get a free purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress today. I wish you could feel that. Feels like a bed of gummy bears. Woohoo! That's in addition to a free great gifts they're offering site-wide. Just text STEEBEE to 84888. The only way to get the free pillow is to text Stevie, STEEBEE to 84888. Get your purple mattress today, folks.
If you were to return onto JK News.
Like, I would love to. So, you know, shout out to JK News.
Yeah.
Please holler at me.
I would say the main key is to honestly be yourself.
And just
have fun. Like, you don't have to like think about like, when do I jump in? It's just more of like, if you naturally have
more,
a question.
That's more my, I'm critical too. Oh, as well.
I see.
It was just my mind, but it usually ended up being fun, you know?
Yeah.
Cause at the end of the day, I had a lot of fun every time.
Mm-hmm.
I think the format's very unique, you know? I feel like they came up with something that, like, it made sense that they could just knock out, like, 12, you know, because didn't they do 12 in a day?
It depends. Yeah. Like, so in the beginning stages, I think they did 12.
Yeah.
And then at one point, it became, like, 40, and I think we tried to do 60 or maybe 80, but I think 60 was the limit. And then we went back down to 40, and I think now it's maybe 28 to 30 articles.
Wow.
Yeah.
So would you say, because, you know, we're trying to figure out, navigate through this, you know, this content world, this content creation type thing.
Yeah.
Is the more the merrier, you think, in today's, like...
The more content available?
Yeah, the more content in today's world as far as YouTube.
I would say so. I feel like one of the key things to be on a YouTube channel is that you got to be consistent, which... My own personal channel is not, but the key word is consistency, and like the fact that you upload at least once a week or something is good enough.
I only do mostly just once.
Just once?
Yeah.
Once a week, that's fine. But I think if you're competing with other people, they're just already at a higher level where they're just trying to post every single day.
What? They're posting every day?
Yeah. I mean, Bart and Gio do daily vlogs.
Oh my God, now I feel like a loser.
I need to get it going.
I need to do vlogs, man. You know what? It's my laziness.
I mean, what do you do on a day-to-day other than film your podcast at night?
I tend to really sleep in, and I don't even want to tell you what time I wake up.
What time? Come on, it cannot be as bad as me.
Sometimes 6 p.m.
What time do you sleep? The hell?
Yeah, I know. We'll edit that out. I'll change it to 4 p.m.
Uh-huh.
No,
leave it in. You should leave that in.
This is in my defense, Julia.
Yeah.
There's a new expansion pack on Destiny 2. And there's these things called forges.
Okay.
So in order to open a forge, you have to do like 10 things.
I see.
So I was up the other night and I had to get like 50 hive kills. And then I had to go to this heroic thing and do 25 like you have to, like, it's just grinding.
All right, so
yeah, I'm sorry, it's video games.
What you're telling me is that you're addicted. So you film your podcast, good job, because you got some work out of the way, feeling a bit accomplished, and then you hop onto your computer and you're just addicted to playing games.
It's the Xbox.
Oh, Xbox.
Yeah,
oh, I'm sorry.
Xbox.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Not
no,
computer.
No, it's okay. It's the same difference.
Same difference.
Yeah.
Same difference. Okay. So you're just playing games till like, but maybe 10, 12 in the afternoon. Earlier.
Oh no, I go to sleep. God, I don't want to admit that people already know, but I go to sleep around. Well, I take sleeping aids.
Okay.
So I take about four of these.
Uh-huh.
And these are 25 milligrams. You get this at Target.
Okay.
It's not like you can't, you know, it's just over the counter.
Right, right.
What are you laughing at, Craig? But I don't start feeling drowsy till like 5-6 in the morning.
Okay.
But then there's another thing I do. I watch, I go down the YouTube rabbit hole.
And then you sleep at what time? 9 a.m.?
No, no. I slept around seven in the morning.
Oh, I see.
But I saw my therapist. I go to therapy as well, too. Yeah. Once a week.
I see.
Hey, but, you know, I got a website going now, and I have merch. Good. So, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm doing things.
That's good. So, I mean, like, if you so let's say you sleep at 7 and you wake up. I said,
but no. Hold up. That's not all the time.
That's a solid 11 hours
of
sleep.
That's not all the time, though.
What do you do?
Sometimes I go to sleep at 3, 4, 2, 3, 4 in the morning.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then what time would you wake up? Still at 6?
No, at like 2.
Okay.
1 or 2.
Yeah.
It's not all the way, the time 6.
Okay, then that sounds similar to me. I would sometimes sleep at 2 or 3 in the morning and I don't wake up until like 2 or 1 p.m.
Oh.
So that's, I'm not judging.
That's similar.
Yeah, I'm not judging. That's what I'm saying. Like, come on.
Okay, so what are your reasons for sleeping in? Is it because you just cherish sleep?
I do love sleep.
I do too.
So if I don't have to go to work in the morning, then I will probably sleep in. But typically I'll wake up around maybe 11 or 12 and I'll just stay in bed. Like, and just looking on my phone until like maybe 1 or 2, and then that's when I decide to get out of bed.
What are you checking? Emails, Instagram? What are you checking?
Instagram, YouTube, and emails. Yeah.
So let's shout out you have your own YouTube channel?
I do, but it's not really
No. Let's put it out there.
It's still the same thing. X Blue Apples.
X Blue Apples
with the Z at the end. It's X and then the color blue and then apple. And then with a Z at the end.
Apple Z.
Yeah, Apple Z. Yeah, it was a high school thing.
No, but you're still... Are you posting still?
I think the last thing I posted was probably sometime in March. I have an editor, but things got pretty busy at work. But also, I need to make more money so I can pay him for those edits.
Right.
Yeah.
How many subscribers do you have on there?
I don't know. I haven't checked.
You haven't even checked?
I mean, I can check right now.
I'm sure you have a lot. Yeah, go check real quick. I'm just curious. I'm just curious. Because you have...
I don't know.
Your following on Instagram's like... It blows... It's mind-blowing. Like, it's like... You're probably... Like, in Walnut, I guarantee you're probably one of the most... You have one of the most followers from... Like, being from Walnut.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Like, if you go to Target in Walnut, I'm sure people are like, oh my... They probably know you from JK News.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, like, I do bump into fans within the 626 area.
That's what I'm saying. How does that make you feel?
I'm not used to it.
Like if someone came up to you, like, at Starbucks, like, how would you treat, like, oh my, like, how would you, like, interact with them? Would you?
I mean, I'll just say hi, and then if they want to hug, we'll hug. And
they ask for hugs?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay, no.
Sometimes they ask for hugs,
no
and then.
No one has ever asked me for a hug.
Maybe they don't want to invade your personal space. I don't know.
It's my energy.
Oh.
But it's okay.
Well, yeah, typically I just say hi and then like we just talk for a little bit. Mm-hmm, and then they're like, well, I don't want to take too much of your time. And then they leave me alone. Yeah.
Why? So you have a day job. You said you have to get up for work.
Yeah,
so
for JK.
Oh, so you're still there?
Yeah, so I'm not on...
Right, now I'm confused.
Okay,
go back.
So JK Films, as a company, we have all different channels, right? So we got the JK Films channel, we got the JK News channel, we have the JK Party channel. So now I'm fully on JK Party.
I've never been invited to JK Party. I would love to do JK Party.
I mean, we just play a whole bunch of games.
I love games.
What kind of games?
Do you have the Ouija board?
No, but okay. I feel like that just sounds so scary. Okay. I never trust those things. I'm super superstitious
like other games.
About that. Like
Monopoly?
What? Oh no, that's too long of a game to play.
Scrabble?
We were actually considering Scrabble today.
What other games do you guys play? Uno? That's a great game.
We did play Uno, but everybody was hella competitive and they didn't even want to lose. So a 15-minute game that we thought would ended up being an hour.
Do you guys do card? Do you do Munchkins?
Munchkins was something that I was considering,
dude,
but it is
pound
it is,
on Munchkins.
Dude,
me and Craig know about Munchkins.
Dude, I
got into it.
So me and my boyfriend would have game nights at his house,
mm-hmm.
With just like a couple of our friends, and we played a game of Munchkins, and that game lasted for 4 hours.
That's the good stuff.
I don't even know how,
dude,
like why it even lasted that long.
Explain to the viewer what Munchkins is.
It's been a while since I played it, but it's basically you have these players that that you kind of need to rely on in the beginning stages of the game because you fight level 1 monsters all the way up to level 10. So I guess you rely on them as you progress into the game. Mm-hmm. But you go into these dungeons and to these rooms. And as a player, when you encounter a monster, you want to be able to defeat it. And the way you defeat it is the amount of like equipment that you have, or it could just be like equipment such as like swords, armor, shoes, mm-hmm. clothes. You can even have a sidekick. Like those are the types of equipment that you would need. And each of them have like a certain point. Is that right? And then so whatever those amount of points that you can use in battle against the monster, if it defeats the monster, so let's say the monster is a level 9 and you have, I don't know, a level 10 of something, then mm-hmm. you can, if you have a level 10 monster of your own, right?
Yeah, I think
so. Or something like that. And then you have the equipment enhances that, then you can defeat that monster easily.
Yeah, and then each card contains a different like aspect of that game. Like,
it's I don't quite remember it anymore because it's been such a long time.
It's been a long time too. Like, once I asked you that because it's when's the last time we played, Craig? 3-4 years ago. So I'm a little foggy, but I just remember it reminded me of like Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah, it was it was something similar to that.
But it's a card game.
Yeah, and you don't make up your own stories.
No. You have to go whatever cards you're dealt, you have to make the best out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, Munch. So is that what they do at JK parties?
So we play a whole bunch of social deduction games.
Yeah.
As well as
what's a social deduction
like
game?
Like Mafia, Secret Hitler, Coup.
I played Coup.
Yeah.
I know Coup.
Yeah.
I played it.
Yeah.
Is that the sci-fi? The ambassador and the admiral? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so
we play games like that. And
can
then
I
we
go
also
with you next?
Taboo.
Can I go one day too? Or?
Let me talk to my channel partner.
Let him know.
We'll see.
Say,
yeah.
Hey, Stevie Weeby, you know, loves card games and would love to show up one day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you still show, that's good. You're still
with
them. Yeah.
I've been with them. I think, I don't know why a lot of people thought that I left JK because has multiple channels.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure. Maybe it wasn't clear or maybe we didn't brand it well enough. But I mean, we got two active channels right now. It's JK News and JK Party. JK Party is where we just play a whole bunch of games and we destroy friendships. So if you enjoy that, so go ahead and check us out on that.
So you just shifted over to another aspect of JK.
Yeah, I did.
Because when you said, because you're like, I got to go for this job, I thought it was like this new career, this new thing you did, but it's it's JK.
Yeah, I switched over to
them. They treat you good there, don't they? They're
good. Yeah, I love them.
Aren't they good too?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I love them and like, I'm so happy to work with them and I'm so thankful to all of them for understanding like how I felt about JK News.
Yeah.
And how I think personally for me, it was just affecting how I felt in my head too. So I was like, I need to get out of this.
Yeah.
And it was a tough decision because as much as I love the channel, like it was already hard enough for me to step away from it because I've been on it for so long.
Yeah.
But I've come to peace where I'm like, it's okay. Like you've helped it grow to the point to where it is now.
Dude,
it's
you fine. Did.
Thank you.
You did.
Thank you.
You should know that. You should
thank you.
You know, you should accept some of that credit,
thanks,
you know, and
yeah.
own up because you did. You helped
thanks.
Out.
Thanks.
Explain to the viewers like how demanding, what's the job description? What was it like back then? Okay, what exactly was the job description back in the day? Like you had to get there at a certain time, you had to get the coffees, you had to set up the camera, like what all did you have to do?
Oh, so for news, It's neat because a lot of the camera setup is already there. Like, so I didn't have to set up anything. It's just more of gathering the articles together and doing research about it, looking further into certain articles if you feel like there's, like, a lot more information or not. And
that
then
in itself is
yeah. So it's a lot of prep
straining.
Work. Yeah, it's a lot of prep work in the sense of you got to find some real good articles that you find interesting that you want to talk and share about it with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to kind of remember it, take some notes on it, and then you got to report it. So those are the things. And then afterwards, then you kind of sort out the footage to our editor team, and then they take it from there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was just like, it's a whole bunch, but I mean, we got the process down eventually.
Yeah, yeah. God, I love all those dudes and girls. Yeah.
Yeah.
They all been on here as well, like David So...
Yeah,
Bart,
I saw that.
You, Tiffany, even Gio.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wait, and Gina too, right? Did Gina come
on? Yeah, Gina Darling.
Yeah. Yeah.
How's she been?
She's good.
What she? Sorry, I just burped. You're right. This is making me burp.
Yeah.
See, I did it into the mic too.
See, so the thing is that.
Yeah, you want to say something about LaCroix?
No, okay. I have nothing. I have nothing bad against LaCroix or anything. It's just any carbonated drink, I feel like, is my own personal enemy. Just because I can't burp very well. And so because I can't burp, a lot of the air kind of gets stuck in my throat. And so I feel like I have a rolling bubble that continuously stays in there. And then even if I try to burp, it sounds like I'm about to throw up.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
And then it makes me feel weird and like I don't want to throw up. But then like I'm just now feeling this rolling burp and I just feel like I'm being nauseous. Like I feel nauseous all the time. So I'm like, I got to stay away from the fizzy drinks.
Yeah. They have a lot of, I like the Asian fizzy sodas.
They're good.
What is it called? Ramune or Ramune?
Ramune?
Ramune.
Yeah, that's one of them. Yeah.
Ramune.
Yeah.
It's the thing and then you have to
The marble.
Yeah, with the marble, you pop it in there. Yeah, those are delicious.
Yeah.
Do you guys, like, so did you have to, like, did you guys have, like, sponsors and stuff? Did JK have, like, sponsorships?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a couple. We had a few with News, and they were all great, too.
Because you guys, they're so big. Were they, like, the sponsors reaching out to them? Like, hey, we're fans of you guys' thing?
I think it's a combination. So we have companies that would reach out to us. And then also our network, our YouTube network, will help us reach out to brands.
In the subscriber amount, wait, what's this? It's crazy, right? Isn't it like millions of
right now for News?
Yeah,
I think we're at least a million.
Dude, a million.
It's been a while. Okay. Oh, 1.8 million right now.
1.8 million subscribers.
Yeah, and then JK Party.
Nope.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, I'm still waiting on yours. You didn't tell me your, I want to know yours.
We forgot. We moved on to a different subject.
Oh, okay.
It's 66,000. 66,000.
But you haven't posted anything in a while. Hey, why don't
I
you
love
do
you
this?
Guys.
Why don't you do this? Because you have 66,000. Why don't you just start just focusing on your channel and just doing that?
So I have a lot of footage. It's just that for me, I don't like editing myself.
Why?
I just have a hard time. Like, I don't know. I feel like if I edit myself, it'll take me forever. Because one, I don't like hearing my voice all the time.
You think I listen to me? I don't even listen to me. Once this is done,
yeah.
And you leave and he's gone,
yeah.
And this drops next week,
yeah.
I ain't going to listen to my voice.
Yeah. So it's like something about that where I'm like, I feel like it is a hurdle for me to get over, but yeah. I acknowledge that I can't edit myself because if I do, it'll take forever. Absolutely forever because
are you
I just
that
get sick.
Critical?
I don't know.
Well, but you know how to use the programs, right?
Kind of.
What do you want? Premiere?
Yeah, I edit on Premiere, but I'm not super savvy on Premiere. I only know the basics, which is just cutting, and
Ripple?
I mean, yeah, Ripple. There you go.
Ripple delete.
Yeah, Ripple delete.
Guess
That's
who taught
it.
Me that?
This guy. That guy.
You know
over
who's
there.
The master? The ultimate kung fu master of Adobe Premiere?
No.
This guy. Do you hear that?
Do you have a mouse?
It sounded like a rat.
Yeah.
Did you hear it?
I did. Do you have any in your walls?
I feel like, I think it's in the wall.
The roof?
Yeah.
Imagine if you guys had a little rat family that's like
in the roof?
Them.
No, yeah. I can hear him scratching.
Scratch? I heard it squeaking.
Yeah, I hear it squeaking. Yeah. I hear him squeaking too, but I hear him scratching as well.
At night?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We'll Can't end. You, like, let your landlord know or something?
You know what? They put trap. Our, this, our landlord, they don't want to do anything. You have to, like, this place has to be on fire for them to do anything.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How long have you been in this place?
That's a very good question. Yeah. Dude, thanks for asking. Yeah. It's rent controlled.
Uh-huh.
Craig, wow. Craig's been here officially the longest.
Yeah.
Which is...
I don't know. We've both been here a long time.
Over 10 years.
Yeah. Over 10 years. Both of you guys.
Well, I lived in the smaller studio, and that was back in the day. And then when this was vacant, like, yeah, they started doing open houses, and I would, like, freak the people who would come and look at it, I would, like, play my music loud in my thing, and then I'd come over with my shirt off, and I go, "What are you guys doing?" Like, like,
wow, you actually played it out to get rid of them.
Yeah. Well, I freaked them out, like, where they didn't want to move in here. I go, "Hey, you guys don't want to move in here, do you?"
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, and so I sabotaged them, so I did that, and then I talked to Elon.
Yeah.
The management company. Okay. There's a lot of Elons in the world. Don't worry. There's a lot of Elons. They're not, the real estate company's not going to listen to this TV show podcast. I guarantee you.
Hey, you may never know. What if this becomes a hit and then it goes viral?
But you know what? I'm wrong, because Tim, the manager, goes to the Catholic Church in Walnut.
No. No way. That's a far-ass commute.
Is it Joseph? Something Joseph's?
I don't remember.
Yeah, he lives out
there. Oh, he does. I see.
Yeah. But what were we talking about? My mind went blank.
I don't remember. It kind of went to
completely blank.
I don't remember.
No, you asked how long I've been living here. Yeah. I told you, and then I scared the people at the open house here. Yeah. And then I was bargaining with the guy, the manager guy, and I finally talked him down to a certain price.
Yeah.
Because this was my main argument. I've never missed rent once. So hook me up with this price.
Yeah.
He goes, "Okay, buddy, I'll do it, buddy. Just don't. Don't forget it. Just, okay, we'll do it for you, buddy. Don't worry about it." And so now I've been here for over 10, like 14 years, 13, 14, maybe That's even amazing. Longer. I don't want to say the price.
No, I'm just saying you don't pay a lot.
I don't pay a lot.
Wow.
Some people are always surprised.
Yeah.
A lot of people are surprised, because even studios in Los Angeles, like, how much is your average studio, you think, in LA? Just off top. What do you think?
I don't know, but I'm studio in LA, like downtown LA.
Anywhere.
Anywhere?
Yeah, let's just start with, let's go Echo Park, Silver Lake, yeah.
I don't know, like 2,500?
That's about right.
Is that about right? A month, right?
For a studio or one bedroom?
For a studio, actually, now.
Really? I was thinking one bedroom.
No, dude, that's kind of absurd, dude. No, it's, dude, not, the studios ain't 2,500, really?
In this area, for sure.
I was going to say more like 1,600, 1,700, 1,800 maybe. Uh-huh. Oh my God, do you want to hear the story? So, because I was looking for a place for me and my girl to move, because she's still out, you know, she's out in Walnut still.
Okay, yeah.
And it ended up being like in a like Chicano gang area.
You guys are trying to move into different areas. Yeah, area
I'm
LA?
Supposed to, I was wanting and planning on moving with her and my dog.
Right.
But this was on Sitcho. Uh-huh. So Sitcho is like in Lincoln Heights.
Okay.
And then there's gangs there, so there is East Clover. It's a Cholo gang, but they use the clover as their symbol, but because it has Irish roots. So back in the 1900s or 1920s, 1940s, it's like the Irish immigrants and the Hispanics, like, they like joined forces.
That's dope.
And they had like, and then their gang was Clover.
So
the clover, I saw the tag on the sidewalk. It had the clover leaf tag. And the clover. So that's the first thing that I saw when we were like parked.
Yeah.
I go, ooh, that's not a good sign.
Yeah.
And so, and then when we drove away, and then, dude, the place we looked at looked nothing like the pictures online. It looked nothing.
Did they Photoshop it really
They used some kind of lenses or something. Yeah. It was janky.
Make everything bright, nice and wide, like super wider, clean.
And longer.
Yeah.
It was just maybe a little bit bigger than this.
Yeah.
And it was a one bedroom.
Wow. What's the square footage?
I don't know. It's just a little bit bigger than this. I don't even know what the square footage is in this room. But imagine this with just a bedroom.
I see. Wow.
Not that much, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then when we're driving away, I saw Avenue, whatever. Mm-hmm. There's an Avenues gang, too. So it was like, literally, if we would have moved there, I would have been in the middle of like three gangs.
Yeah.
Oh, in situ, it's... The Situl Street itself, I think, has a gang.
Oh, my gosh.
So we saw, like, there was nothing there. There was a Kentucky Fried Chicken and a mortuary.
Yeah.
And there was a 99-cent store.
Yeah.
Guess what was across the street? A 98-cent store.
Do you know what? So, like...
I was scared.
When talking about gangs, it kind of just reminded me of the time where me and my siblings were just playing out in the front yard of Walnut. And I just remember my mom, she like peeked her head out and she called us in. She was like, kids, get in the house. And we're like, why? We're just playing outside. It's like, it's dangerous outside. Don't you know that there's like gang wars that's happening?
What year was this?
This, I remember. I feel like maybe sometime in like early 90s or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just remember.
Asian gangs?
No. So the thing is that she was just saying that there was a lot of gang fights that was breaking out in L.A.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So she felt like it wasn't safe for us to be outside in the front yard. And so when we came in, I was like, oh, okay, sure, I guess for our safety. But then growing up now, like the gang wars that she was actually referring to was happening in downtown L.A. So we're so far from it. And I was like, why would they ever come out? I was.
What are gangs going to do in Walnut?
I know. I don't know.
Go to the Asian market?
I don't know. But you know what, though? Word on the street, though, is that I think Walnut is a city where people sell, was it meth?
You know, okay. I mean, this is great. No, you're right.
Was it something like
that? No, you're right. I think that because when we were there... I was just there like 2 weekends ago.
Yeah.
And you know the Jamba Juice near there? There's a Round Table Pizza.
Yeah, that one, huh?
There's meth addicts there.
No way.
And my girl was sketched out because she's like, oh my God, like this back in the day, it wasn't like this. Now they're like migrating in to Walnut.
That's insane.
Isn't that crazy? It's crazy you said that.
Yeah, I know. So the only reason why I knew about this was because I had some friends that went to UC Santa Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever, I guess... My friends who were attending there, whenever they would tell their friends, like, oh, yeah, I used to go to Walnut, whatever, it's like, oh, Walnut. And it's not referring to Walnut Creek because there's one up there.
Yeah.
Which is, like, commonly mistaken for Walnut. But I get it. Walnut itself is just a small city versus Walnut Creek. It's like a
nice
bigger
community.
Street.
But, I mean, it reminds me of Poway. Yeah. I'm from Poway.
Oh, really?
Walnut is basically Poway.
Oh.
Like, the way it looks, but just with Asian people. Yeah.
Nice.
Poway is mostly white people.
I see.
Yeah, so Walnut is, like... The Asian version of Poway.
Yeah.
Shout out to Tom DeLong, by the way.
So when
okay.
My Walnut friends would tell their friends up in Santa Cruz that they're from Walnut, they're like, oh, yeah, that's the city where a lot of meth dealers go to. And we're like, what? It's like, yeah, it's just unsuspecting. I was like, mind blown. Yeah. I was like, I can't believe that shit was actually selling in our city.
You know what I think happens?
Yeah.
Is people like make it to Covina, then to West Covina, then they slowly make their way into Walnut somehow.
Probably.
Because there's a bus system there, I saw.
Yeah,
there's
yeah,
a bus
yeah.
system.
There
so
is, there is.
They probably do that and then they just spread.
Man, Walnut got some mad street cred now.
Yeah, I think they do. Are there Asian gangs in Walnut?
I don't know of any, to be honest.
None, right?
I don't know of any, but I would believe that there could be something.
Have you ever like seen Asian gangs or any kind of gangs in person?
No, I haven't. But I've seen guys that could be maybe, but it seemed like guys that were dressed well to go that just came back from clubbing and they just want to continue to party. But I don't think I've seen actually gang people.
You know what? It's weird. I've been in L.A. I'm not from L.A., but I've been here like, what, close to 20 years now?
Mm-hmm.
I've only seen it like maybe one time, you know? And that's when I lived. I have another burp right here.
Must be nice.
Excuse me. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. You're right. It's the bubbles.
It's the bubbles.
When I lived in Silver Lake,
yeah,
there's a place called Circus of Books. Have you heard of this place? You know Circus of Books. They sell magazines and cigarettes and stuff. Okay. And there's this one guy, like, I was, like, reading, like, a skateboarding magazine.
Mm-hmm.
It was open late back like back then at least it was. And then there's like a Hispanic dude that walked in. He had like a Raiders beanie, and but he looked sketchy. He kept like looking like around like this. And
oh my
And I'm like, okay. And then he like literally right when he walked outside, he got jumped by like three or four like SAs. And I was, I felt like, because I've only seen that in movies and stuff. Yeah. So I was like, are you guys going to call anybody? I was so scared. But they were, I literally saw him get like jumped, like they kept throwing him against the front door and it was hectic. But that was a one and only time. No, there's another time where a little kid threw a rock. He was a little cholo.
Yeah.
Like a little.
A young little cholo. Kid,
young cholo.
Yeah.
And then he's...
Cholo in training.
Yeah, cholo in training. He's like, threw a rock at him, and then he's like, go get him, essay. And then, but I was like, I skated away to Tropical, because I was going to my 12-step meeting.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so those were the two, but you never experienced anything like that?
No, dude, I've been a shelter kid all my life.
But you're in LA now, like...
I work out in LA.
Yeah.
I think if anything, I've seen a lot of homeless people. There was a time when I was in Little Tokyo and there's this homeless guy that was walking, I think, with his pants down and he was just peeing. So you just saw his pee.
Completely naked?
Yeah. Well, no. His pants was just down. Or either that, like his fly was open or his zipper was open. All you just saw was like, you saw his like dick come out and then you just see him peeing as he's walking.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck?
Have you noticed more homeless like just lately? Just around... downtown or the city, like I think it's grown substantially, don't you think?
Maybe I avoid those areas, so I don't really see it as
my
often.
Therapist is on Skid Row, that's why.
Oh,
I see it every week.
Word on the street, and I don't know how true this is, but a friend from Hawaii tells me, or she told me, that the way that major cities like LA, New York, and Chicago get rid of their homeless population is that they buy their homeless people a one-way ticket to Hawaii because Hawaii is not cold enough for them to die.
So you're saying they buy homeless people one-way ticket to Hawaii.
And now Hawaii is facing a homeless problem that's not even theirs, but it's ours.
Vegas and some of the other cities send them to California.
So then Craig's saying Vegas... and some other cities give them a bus ticket to L.A.
Yeah.
That's so weird. So it goes here, then we ship them there, but then Vegas does this, we ship them there.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a cruel way of handling it.
And not even really dealing with the issue.
That's
of
like
why
Tom
they were
Hanks Castaway. Just send them to an island.
Yeah. Although then, Tom Hanks was stranded on
that
island,
he got
right?
In Tom Hanks' defense, he was working for FedEx and the plane crashed.
Yeah.
So that's a different situation.
Yeah, he wasn't sent.
No,
there.
He wasn't sent. The plane crashed.
Yeah.
Do you like that movie, by the way? It's one of my favorites.
I think I've only watched it once. Yeah. And the one thing that made an impression on me, which I feel like the whole internet has an impression of, is Wilson.
I love that part.
Yeah.
You know why I like that? It's because it tells you a lot about like human need and like what our wants are.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't necessarily even have to be a human, but we want interaction, some kind of interaction. It could be with any kind of object or anything.
Yeah.
That's why when the robot thing pops off, it's going to really shape society in a different way.
Pops off?
When the robots come into like, like when they're available, like,
oh, I
like
see,
robots,
I see.
Robots,
I see.
AI.
Yeah.
You're gonna see a lot of people like just at home alone with their robots.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know why I brought that up. but going back to Wilson and Castaway.
Yeah.
I think that I like that interaction. You know, because it was like he even the way he did the volleyball's face.
Yeah.
Like with the human, like this whatever the eyes and everything. It was reminiscent to something that he could relate to and identify
kind of
with. And
help him keep him sane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because the other option is complete insanity.
Yeah.
So might as well do that.
Mm-hmm.
And just at least try to make the best out of your situation.
Yeah.
Would you, like, if you were in Tom Hanks' situation, let's say you were stranded on an island, how would you make the time go by?
I don't know. Maybe build things. Play with things.
I think I would do the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, definitely. I think, what is the rule of survival? It's not to build a shelter first, but to find a source of water and then you build your shelter?
Water than fire.
Okay, water than fire.
Water, fire.
Yeah.
Shelter. You need shelter though, because from you the do. Sun.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, water, fire, shelter. And then, but Tom Hanks, remember he had a figure skate? So he had some kind of cutting tool.
Yeah, yeah.
So with that, you could cut down the trees and then build stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would kind of like, because he was sleeping in a cave too as well.
Yes.
But I don't know, man. I think about stuff like that. Like, what if when you die, it's like you're just alone on an island.
Damn.
Or like, you know, on a planet. What if you're alone, not on an island, but on a whole planet?
I think that would just be super lonely. Super lonely. And I think, I don't know. I don't know if I would have, I don't know if I feel like I would have lived a fulfilling life if I just died on a different planet. But I think it would be cool to experience a different planet.
Saying when you die, like, let's say you die, if you die tonight, leaving the Stevie Weeby show, you get hit by a car.
Gosh.
And then you like open your eyes and you're on a purgatory planet. And you.
Damn.
Like, what do you do then?
Make the best of it.
do you like Twilight Zone?
Twilight Zone.
Because there's a couple Twilight Zones like that.
Twilight Zone really freaked me out, and here's the reason why. All right, I don't like dolls. Dolls freak me the fuck out with their little beady eyes, and then when they're just sitting on the shelf and they're watching you,
like
sleep.
Annabelle creation.
Yes, like I cannot watch that, and
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I can't watch that, but. Mm-mm. On the Twilight series, they had a doll.
Twilight Zone.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. The Twilight Zone. Sorry.
It's not the vampire movie.
The Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone.
They had a doll called Talking Tina.
I remember that.
She's like, Hi, my name is Talking Tina. Yeah. And then she always wanted to be friends with the dad, and the dad refused, and he was freaked out, and he would always try to get rid of her, but somehow she gets... Like, she finds her way back into the house, and she's like, hi, I'm Talking Tina, and I don't like you. And I'm like, oh, this is my worst. I'm like, dude, I'm already getting goosebumps about it. Like, I can't. It's my worst nightmare.
Writing was so good back then. I mean, I like the new ones, but really? Back then, the black and white ones, man. There's one where there's this librarian. You see the one with the librarian? He, like, okay, so there's this old librarian with, he's a banker.
Okay.
He's a banker. He works at a bank, and all he wants to do his whole life is read. Like, any chance he gets, he's reading books.
Oh.
So, like, on his break, he goes downstairs to, like, the bank vault.
Mm-hmm.
And then while he's down there, a nuclear blast, like, wipes out civilization.
Yeah.
So when he goes back up,
there's
nothing there. Like, everyone died. So he's like, wait a minute, there's no one here. Yeah. I'm the only survivor. And then he's, like, walking through the rubble.
Yeah.
And he, like... He likes to read books. I would say that's what I'm saying. Yeah, his whole thing was to read books.
Yeah.
But he's a banker.
Yeah.
He's a banker. A nuclear blast happens. Mm-hmm. His whole mission in life is to read books. That's all he takes enjoyment out of. But he comes across this old library that's like, and he sees all the books outside, all the rubble, and he gets super happy because he's like, oh my God, now my whole dream came true. No one's around to bother me. I could read all the books that I want, that I ever wanted to read. And he's even planning, like, he's stacking, like, this year I'm going to read these books.
Yeah.
But then he has glasses on. And so the episode ends with him, like, losing his glasses, and he steps on his glasses.
No!
So it's like his whole dream turns into an utter nightmare because now... He can't read any books.
Yeah.
And now, like, he's just there to, like, live out his existence. It was, like, you know, his, like, like a dream situation.
Right.
Turned horrific.
Right. And had it slipped out of his fingertips.
But you remember that one, right?
Yeah, but why didn't he just go to another glasses shop? The shops are probably still around.
Well, Craig said, why didn't he go to another optometrist, like a glass?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know how many glass... Well, this was back in the 50s or 40s or something like that.
Yeah.
But, like, that's why I like the old Twilight Zones, because I think they, like, the writing was, like, a lot more thought out.
Yeah.
In, like, original ideas. Yeah.
See, I think I would have enjoyed watching the series if I didn't start off with Talking Tina. But because I did.
That's the first one you saw?
Yeah.
See, you know what? I'm just saying, like, you should give the other ones a chance.
I'm sure not all of them are surrounded by dolls or they don't, like, center around dolls. Yeah. But I think because of that, I was like, oh, I don't know how I feel about these series.
Yeah. What do you think about the new series, the one that Jordan Peele's directing?
I actually haven't watched it yet.
Oh, he's narrating. Sorry, he does not direct. Sorry, Craig corrected me. He's just narrating them. He's not directing them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Is he producing them? Narration. Producing and narration.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta correct that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but I haven't seen that. Mm-hmm. I think the closest thing that might be similar to Twilight Zone would be Are You Afraid of the Dark? It's where a whole bunch of kids sit around a campfire and they share scary stories, kind of, essentially. That's what it was.
Is that on Netflix? What?
No, it was, I think it was either on a Nickelodeon channel or a Disney channel.
Oh.
It was one of the two. I just can't remember which one it was.
So these have been out.
It was in the 90s.
Oh, this was in the 90s?
Yeah, Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Have you heard of this?
Oh, I gotta look that up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what did you like about that? Just because there were scary stories, or?
Yeah, it was. It kind of. I think it's similar to how you feel about Twilight Zone,
where it kind of picks
at your brain and it kind of puts you into scenarios and situations where you didn't really think you could ever really encounter,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of did that, but put it into a kid's show and a kid's version, but then also making something that seems scary maybe not so scary.
Right.
So it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of that. And it also kind of challenged you for like, I'm not a chicken. I'm not a chicken. I can handle these scary stories. So you kind of had that little ego boost where like, yeah, I survived that.
Yeah. But you know, when they get scared is when they go home alone in the dark.
I know.
They can put up a front, but or do demons or like the demonic or devil movies scare you?
I typically tend to stay away from horror movies because again, it was ruined by a doll movie, a.k.a. Chucky.
Oh, the original?
Oh, my gosh. That was terrible. I don't know why I kept watching it, but I think I was either 7 or 8 years old when I was watching it, and it ruined me forever. Dude, I had nightmares for a good week or so because of that.
What is it about Chucky that scared you?
It's just the fact that, like, for me, when I was a kid, I had a lot of dolls. Like, it was like Barbie dolls, and then there's a lot of stuffed animals. And then the fact to see a doll come to life and murder people made me freak out because I felt like, what if these dolls actually had lives and they will wake up at night and kill me?
Oh, my goodness.
So that's how I felt about it.
Yeah.
And then it didn't make it any better when their eyes were super beady or they're really big or they can blink and like staring at you.
Yeah. Now, do gnomes and trolls
those are fine.
Fit into this category?
No. Surprisingly, those are fine. It's just anything doll, like the porcelain dolls.
Oh, my mom had one. I hated it.
Yeah.
It had a white dress.
Yeah.
Have you seen Interview with the Vampire?
No.
Well, you remember Kirsten Dunst in that? It like reminded me like a young Kirsten Dunst with the pale face, with the white dress,
mm-mm.
and it just looks so scary.
Mm-mm.
I'm not a fan of that.
No.
So, never like for her birthday. When's your birthday?
March 26th.
Don't ever get her a doll.
Yeah, no, please don't. Yeah, please don't.
Yeah,
I won't cherish it. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm deathly, or not deathly, but I'm just highly afraid of them, and I wouldn't want them around me. Like, other stuffed animals, like, they're cute, so it's fine.
Yeah,
but
like
just
teddy bears?
Dolls, yeah. But dolls fine. Specifically, no. No, no, no.
Have you seen the new Chucky?
I've seen trailers, but I am not going to watch that.
What's the name of it? Child's Play, right?
I think so.
Child's Play.
Yeah.
Same thing. You're not going to see it?
No.
Okay, so we're going to end with this. What movies are you, like, looking forward to watching in the summer?
Oh, I don't even know what's going on. I mean, I just saw Spider-Man 2.
How was that?
I loved it. It was great. It was fun. It was a fun watch. Sorry, you should
Craig,
go see it.
You know, Craig, we'll go. I'm supposed to go with Craig.
We saw
Midsommar together.
Oh, okay.
And we both kind of like, man, have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
Oh, man, it was really unsettling. Yeah, it was really disturbing. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, this movie might freak you out. Have you seen Hereditary?
No. I feel like for the most part, stay away from scary movies. I think the closest thing that I can get to is maybe do you call it a suspense or like a thriller? So something along the line, what was the one that John Krasinski made? Oh, Quiet Place. I think that's the closest thing.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I actually enjoyed that too.
I liked Quiet Place. Yeah.
I think, is that considered a thriller or?
It's horror.
It's kind of horror, but I feel like I categorize it as more of like a thriller.
Is that the one where they had to be quiet the whole movie? They're like tiptoeing around. It was like that family.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And there's like aliens that
It was a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like movies like that.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to It Chapter 2. We already saw Midsommar. What else? Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
I heard
Guillermo del Toro.
That he's amazing with his horror films. Like, he's beautiful.
Yeah, those are the ones. Maybe you and your boyfriend could go watch at least one of those.
Maybe.
Does your boyfriend like horror movies?
I don't think he cares much about them. Well. Yeah. But I wouldn't go.
All right, fair
I wouldn't
enough.
Go. Yeah. I think, Jordan Peele's first movie, Get Out. Kind of, I mean, it was
Good movie.
It's really good. It was a very interesting movie in itself. Like,
shout
I feel
out
like
to Jordan Peele.
We
got a lot of love.
Shout out to
we
you.
Got a lot of love for Jordan Peele.
Yeah.
Here at the Stevie Weeby Show. I love you, Jordan.
Love you.
I tried texting you the other day, but you probably didn't know whose number is. Because I know because my brother was on Mad TV
right
with Jordan,
right?
So I know who Jordan is,
yeah,
but I just haven't seen him in like 15 years.
Damn, that's the longest time.
Yeah,
that's, I mean, he's doing great things.
He's up there now. Yeah he's got the house on the hill.
Yeah,
most likely. Yeah.
Yeah, so Get Out was a very
damn
an interesting
good.
Movie and
loved
a very
it.
Interesting concept. Yeah, I loved it.
What about Us?
Us, I actually didn't get to see because I heard it was scarier.
Oh my God.
I heard it was scarier than Get Out. I'm sorry.
You haven't seen Us yet?
No, but I heard it was pretty good.
It's out on platforms now. You can see it
like on Netflix?
It's on online.
Okay.
So next time you're on here again, movie review on Us.
Okay.
For the first 20 minutes. How are we doing on time, brother? We good? Is it an hour? We have 5 minutes.
Wow.
So it flew by, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Was this easy?
It was just chatting with an old friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Walnut represent.
Mm-hmm. Dude, why don't you just move out there then?
What'd you say?
Move out to Walnut.
Well, who's going to go out to Walnut to do the Stevie Weeby show?
Oh, that's true.
Walnut.
That's
pretty
far. That's pretty far.
Would you drive? Well, you're from there, but
I'm from there, but I commute over here, though.
are you still out there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I live in that area.
So maybe
or around that area.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a 4-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Yeah. Around that, you don't have to. Around that area.
Yeah, around that area.
You know, maybe in the future. You know, maybe.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's a nice area.
Nice area. You know, like I had a guy walk up to me. In front of Pyology, and he went to school with my girlfriend, and he watches the podcast. That was cool. I was like, whoa, there's a person from Walnut that like tunes into this.
Yeah.
And I was really hyped about it. It made me feel good.
You can never predict where your fans are from.
I know.
Ever.
I just had this 53-year-old white lady from like Missouri or something, and she goes, I just bought one of your albums on your Bandcamp. I'm a huge fan. I'm like, what?
That's awesome.
Some 50-something-year-old lady, you know? You never know.
That's awesome. Yeah, you never know.
So you never know who's really watching your content is what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I can kind of guess the general age range, but I don't know who they are specifically. Yeah.
Have you just had the most random person come up to you and go, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Julia.
Yeah. There's a few times where fans have casually called my name, and it sounds so casual that it seems like we've known each other for so many years that when I turn around, I try to register that voice in my head of like, okay, who does this voice like sound like? Like, is it this person? Is this person? No, it's not this person. Like, I'm just going through this whole database of all these names, and when I look at them, like, oh, I don't even know you. But they call me so casually, and I was like, damn, you really fooled me for a second.
Oh,
and
because then, maybe they're so familiar because they've seen probably all your content, and so they have that familiarity with you. Yeah,
yeah. So, but I mean, when I do encounter fans, like, I mean, I'm always so thankful, and then I have a little talk with them. If I'm not busy, like if I'm trying to get somewhere, I'll be like, sorry, I can't talk, I gotta go. But
you're always nice. Mm. Yeah.
But I'm thankful for my fans because without them, I'm not here.
Julia Chow part two. Before we end it, can we, I want to plug all your stuff, and I want to plug your YouTube channel as well.
Oh, thanks.
So go ahead, look into the mic, and let's, so where could they find your stuff?
So you can mainly find me on Instagram at xblueapples. YouTube is also by the same handle, xblueapples. Don't forget there's a Z at the end. I also have some merch with my boyfriend.
What's up with it?
But it's not like xblueapples merch. But it's like our thing together. So it's called StatBoost. You can go to statboosthq.com, you know, kind of like headquarters type of deal. Yeah. You can go ahead and get some merch there. The brand is basically about like life is a game and you want to make the best of it. And so we're here as an accessory to help you further in life. Cool. Like, you know, self more about like growth and self-improvement and things
like that. Hell yeah. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm. So it's just like gaming combined with life.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
And then your YouTube channel again?
X Blue Apples.
And then you said your Instagram already?
X Blue Apples.
Any other platforms you wanted to plug?
I'm not active on the other platforms, so there's only two.
I don't even have a Twitter.
I have a Twitter.
You know what's sad? I'm only on Instagram. I know, like, it's like suffering. It's like, hey, you should be on this. I'm on Instagram only.
Yeah. Same here. I mean, I have a Twitter and I think I have a Facebook page, but I'm not like super active on it. You can mainly find me on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah. Thanks again.
Thanks for having me.
Cool breeze.
Yeah.
Just real smooth, positive. Right, Craig? So we have a Patreon attached to the show. If you want to like help support the show, keep it going, go to patreon.com/Stevie Weeby, just like the sign there, the signage. Shout out to the new Patreon this week, Eddie, E-D-D-Y, Eddie with the Y.
Thanks, Eddie.
Shout out to my main girl, Jacqueline Miller, who bought Little Ray's World Volume 2 off of StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. But the most important thing, y'all, is I have a new website with everything attached to it, okay? Go to StevieWeebyShow.com. Okay, StevieWeebyShow.com. I'm doing a vlog series called Stevie's P.O. Box where people send in packages, and I do an unboxing video in my bathroom.
Oh, that's awesome.
So send your packages to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California 9003. Congrats on 2 years with your man.
Thanks.
I'm going on 3 years.
Congrats.
In a few days with my girl.
Are you doing anything special?
Yeah. We'll talk about it after, but I'm planning something. I want to get an Airbnb or either go to Big Bear or Grand Canyon. Do something nice.
Yeah.
Big Sur possibly. Bring the dog.
Yeah.
Get an Airbnb. Yeah. Get some like.
I was wondering where is your dog? Last time.
Walnut, California.
I see. Okay.
There's no Little Ray's World this week. Did we make an hour? Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, help me do this. Like, do like, go towards the camera like this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed.
and listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.